about the second coming of the Lord. As we're going to find out, He will come. We just don't know when, do we? We're going to find out what the Bible says tonight and what the Bible does not say. About 30 or 40 years ago, we began to see a whole lot of bumper stickers that said, in case of the rapture, this car will be unmanned. Remember those? And then we began to see things about this rapture. Our premillennial friends and even our brethren who have fallen into this trap talk about the quiet coming in the rapture. They say that the saved are going to be raptured off. Passage from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. They'll be caught up, and this is where they get the word rapture. That quarterbacks will disappear from the huddle. I don't know why it was always the quarterback. I mean, linemen, be smart enough to be. They'll break the huddle, and where's Billy? He gone. Or center fielders. All the people I could think of was Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle and all the old-time players. They just gone. Just raptured off the earth. Just suddenly gone. Pilots disappearing from airplanes while they're in the air. Saw the pictures. Planes going down. And they said, this is going to be a silent coming? I don't think so. Not for those people on the airplane. Family Feud, you recall what the commentator used to say? Survey says? I like this better. The Bible says about the second coming, it won't be quiet, will it? The Lord will descend, the Bible says, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Now, when you think of a trumpet blowing, you don't think of something quiet, do you? Somebody started blowing a trumpet in here, we all probably would cover our ears. And that's the idea here. They say quiet coming when He comes. The Bible says with a trump. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 51. We shall, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In other words, if the Lord were to come right now, we'd still be alive, wouldn't we? We all won't be dead. But we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Is that fast? Yes. At the last trump, there's the trump again. Going to be loud for everybody to hear, isn't it? For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. The song that says, this robe of flesh I'll drop and rise and seize the everlasting prize. If Jesus were to come right now, what would happen to our bodies? This robe of flesh, this one, you'd hear a thud, wouldn't you? We'll drop and rise, our spirit. James says in James 2, the body without the spirit is dead. Doesn't say the spirit is dead, does it? This robe of flesh will drop and rise. Concerning the silent coming, the heavens shall pass away with a what? Great noise. A great noise. Can you imagine all that God has created? I know what the school teachers are teaching you, children. And what we saw even in our school books 100 years ago. Where we came from and that there is no God. But there is a God. And this is what's going to happen. The heavens, the numberless stars, the Bible tells us over and over, and the number of God's people, of Abraham's family, numberless as the sands of the sea and the stars of the heaven. But it's all going to disappear. It's all going to be destroyed with a great noise. The book of Revelation over and over tells us, he that hath ears, let him hear. You're going to either choose, oh no, I believe in that silent coming. I believe when he comes again. Nobody's going to know it. Or you can do what the Spirit says. Believe what the Spirit says. It won't be a silent coming. It will be a loud coming with a trump and with a great noise. Not secret or silent. Secondly, they say there will be two comings. First, when He comes to rapture the quarterbacks and the center fielders and the airplane pilots and all the bigwigs, the know-it-alls, they'll all be gone. Then they say, after 7 years, after this rapture, after 7 years of tribulation, some say it'll be 3.5 years of good and 3.5 years of bad, depending on who you talk to. But basically, those 7 years after all the righteous are raptured, all the good are gone, you see. And what's left? What's left? If all the good are gone, all the corrupt are left. So they're going to be fussing and fighting. They can't get along. And so about after these 7 years, they're going to come the battle of Armageddon, the battle of all battles, they say. And then before they destroy everybody and everything, the Lord's going to come to set up His kingdom. That's what they say. He comes at once to rapture all the righteous off of the earth. Then 7 years later, here they come back to set up a kingdom on earth, to reign on earth for 1,000 years. But the Bible says there will be one coming. Survey says, let's see what the Bible says. For as in Adam all die, 1 Corinthians 15:22, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Is everybody going to die except those who are alive, as we pointed out, when He comes? 23, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits. You know, in the Old Testament, what of their crops did they offer to the Lord? They should have offered the first fruits. Okay? In sign that there were going to be more fruits coming. In our case, Jesus, the first fruits, died, resurrected, gone to heaven, shows us, led the way, and says, we're next. He's the first fruits. 24, then cometh the end, when He shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when He shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. What does Matthew 28:18 say? All power hath been given unto me in heaven and earth. That's why He could say in verse 19, go ye therefore. He said, I have all power, therefore I can commend you to go preach the gospel to every creature. But when He comes again, He's going to give all of that up. Is that just what our preachers preach? What we've always believed? Or is that what the apostle said? The inspired apostle. I choose to believe the word of God. How about you? He'll put down all authority, all rule, all power, for He must reign till. If the brethren here say, Mo, we give you till 4 o'clock, when would I have to quit? There's a limit. Till is a limit. And so, He's going to reign till He hath put all enemies under His feet. Well, what's the last enemy? Death. When He comes again, there will be no more death. No more death. Nobody's going to die anymore. We will begin eternity. Our spirit will dwell somewhere. The rich man in torment. Lazarus in Abraham's bosom till the Lord comes again. Where do we want to go? You know, that's hardly a choice, is it? Who wants to move to Russia? Oh, me. No. How many people are dying, risking everything to come here? To the land they've heard of. We'll talk about that, the Lord willing, tomorrow night in our lesson on homesick for heaven. We want to go to heaven. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death when He comes. He will reign till He comes. Then He's going to give that all up. 1 Thessalonians 5:1-4, one coming. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly. How do they know that? They'd been listening to preaching, hadn't they? He said, you know very well. What? that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. It is as though he said, I've told you this before and you already know this, that when he comes, he's going to come as a thief. Does a thief warn? Ever see somebody leave a note on a door or come to your door and say, tomorrow night about 9:30 or 11 or 10:30 somewhere, I'm going to come to your house and rob you. Does a thief do that? Where's he going to be the next day, that night? In jail, isn't he? A thief comes as a surprise, and that's how the Lord's going to come. You know perfectly that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. For when the people shall say, peace and safety, then shall destruction, sudden destruction, cometh upon them. Women, you understand this, those of you married have children, as travail upon a woman with child. It's going to come quickly. Bam. And they, he says, they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. Why aren't they in darkness? That the day should overtake you as a thief. You already know. If the Lord were to come right now, you would say, what's happening? You know what's happening, don't you? You will know. And that's what Paul says. You're going to know. When he comes, the righteous are caught up. This is the word that the premillennialists use for rapture. At the same time, the wicked will be overtaken and destroyed. How do we know that? Well, that's what we've always been taught. No, let's listen to the word of God. The Bible says, 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 6, God is just. New International Version says, he will pay back trouble to those who trouble you. King James says, to you who are troubled, rest with us. And verse 7, and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire, in flame. You think anybody's going to notice that? With his powerful, with his mighty angel. Do you think that's not going to be awesome? Wow. All the heavens will be on fire, destroyed. The earth will be destroyed. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You want to be in that number? No, shake your head this way. No, you don't, do you? One of my grade school friends said, I want to go to hell with all my friends. Well, he made it. He's gone now. He never obeyed the gospel. Did his friends in torment want him to come? No. The rich man didn't want his five brothers to come, did he? No, go tell them where I am. And Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. He will punish those who do not know God and who do not obey the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus. They shall what? They shall be punished with everlasting destruction. You don't know anything everlasting, do you? Girls, you ever get a new pair of shoes, new purse, new dress? What happens? Oh, got a snag, begins to wear out. Oh, you kick your shoe on a concrete step or something. Or you get a new car. We got a new 65 Volkswagen, bright red. Oh, we were looking at it going into the Kroger store in Peoria, Illinois. Two young kids going, oh, look at that beautiful little Volkswagen out there. Somebody pulled up beside us and we heard, bam, they opened the door. It's going to happen, isn't it? Everlasting. You don't know anything everlasting, do you? But this destruction will be. And they will be shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His might on the day. Keep that in mind. On the day He comes to be glorified in His holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you because you believed our testimony to you. Do you believe this testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you? You're proving it or disproving you believe by your obedience or lack thereof. Acts 24, verse 15. Paul said, Luke records there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. I'm talking about one coming. It's going to be one, not two. When will this occur? When will this one coming occur? Will there be two separate comings? Let's see what Jesus said in John 5:28. Marvel not at this, for the hour, we've narrowed it down from a day to an hour, is coming, in the which some that are in their grave, most that are in their... No, what's that little word? All that are in their graves shall hear His voice. Well, who are the all? And shall come forth. They that have done good, one group, and into the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Are there going to be two separate comings? One where the righteous are raptured? Really? Do you read that in the Bible? That's from the fantasies of the mind of men. Place all of these passages together and see if you can come up with a separate coming of the Lord for the saints only. Do you see that in the Bible? Me neither. The rapture? Where is it? 7 years of tribulation on the earth? You read that? Oh, that's clear. No, it's not in there, is it? Another coming? Do you see another coming of the Lord and the beginning of a 1,000-year reign on the earth? Do you see that in your Bible? If you do, I want to know what book you're reading. It's not in there. Remember Galatians 1, 8, and 9? Let's take a look at it. Is this familiar to you? Paul said, even if we who? The apostles. Even if an apostle or an angel from heaven. Talking to a lady in her living room a few years ago, and she said, Mr. Hafley, she said, I had a dream last night. My husband's in heaven. She said, he wasn't a church-going person. Wasn't a Bible-reading person, but an angel stood at the end of my bed, and that angel told me that my husband was in heaven. Is that what the Bible teaches? That somebody just going to arbitrarily go to heaven without? No. 1 Thessalonians had already told us, or 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 that we read earlier. Those who do not obey God are going to be punished with everlasting punishment. But that angel told her. Was that the truth? She wanted to believe that. But that was error, wasn't it? Paul said, though we, an apostle or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that we have preached unto you, what? Let him be accursed, have the wrath of God upon him. As we have said before, so say I now again, if any man, that includes me, preaches any other gospel unto you than that what? You have received, let him be accursed. That's pretty inclusive, isn't it? And that's not hard to understand, is it? One preacher told me of a denomination, he said, you people, you Church of Christ people are so persnickety. Don't hear that word much anymore, do we? He said, you've got to have book, chapter, and verse for everything you believe, teach, and practice. And what's wrong with that? You see anything wrong with that? Can you practice anything that's not in the book? You can't find that, can you? Thirdly, they teach the duration. Those who believe in the rapture say the saints will soar to meet the Lord in the air for 7 heavenly years. And then what will happen? They'll come back to earth after those 7 years and reign on the earth. People are telling me, and I've been reading where people want to be... A guy said, I've already put in to be the mayor of Chicago. Or the governor of New York. Really? They want to be a part of this kingdom, and they want to be the higher-ups. Wasn't it James and John? One put on the left hand, one on the right, when we come in your kingdom? Really? Is that what the Bible teaches? The Bible says, 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 16, the dead in Christ shall rise first. They were worried about the dead in Christ. They thought, well, if you're dead, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss heaven. No. He said, don't worry about that. That's taken care of. They're going to rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so, an adverb of manner, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Are we coming back here after 7 years? If we are, you can't believe that passage. That passage says we're going to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we, what? Ever be. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. Doesn't say, does it? Now, if the Bible said this, so shall we be for 7 years with the Lord, then that's what we would be preaching. But it says, so shall we be, what? Ever be with the Lord. Not 7 years. Is that over your head? That's why we're putting these passages up here. 80% of what we remember is what we see. Okay? To what will they return after the 7 years of tribulation? Survey says, as we scour the Bible, 2 Peter 3, what are they going to come to? The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, which we read earlier. In the which the heavens shall pass away, what? With a great noise, not silently, and the elements, every atom, every molecule, shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also. What's going to happen to the heavens, the stars, the planets, the galaxies? And the earth also. And the works that are therein shall be what? Consumed. Burned up. After 7 years, what are they going to come back to, folks? Earth's not going to be here. You can't read your Bible and get that. A rapture, 7 years, and then come floating back down to earth. It's, well, where's the earth? One sports commentator says, he gone. It's gone. Fourth, they teach that it will be a visible coming. The wicked will not see the Lord when he comes to rapture the saint. Only the righteous will see him. Only the righteous will. How do we account for the blindness of the wicked? They say the Lord is coming for his saints. And then he will come with his saints at the end of the 7 years. The first time he will not be seen or manifested, they say, but he will be seen the second time. Well, the Bible says it won't be invisible, but visible. Behold, he cometh with the clouds, Revelation 1:7. And what? Every eye. Not just the righteous. Every eye shall see him, and they also which are pierced, or that which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Acts 1:11, ye men of Galilee, the apostles, as they looked at Jesus, as he disappeared from their sight. Why stand ye gazing up into heaven, the angel said. Why are you doing that? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go. He left in the clouds. He's going to return in the clouds, just like Revelation 1 says. Over your head. The premillennial view is these three points here. That Christ is not now reigning. They're waiting for his kingdom to come. Christ will begin his reign at his return. And Christ will establish a new kingdom at his return. Is he reigning now or not? He's reigning at the right hand of God the Father, isn't he? That's where he's reigning. He is our king. He's not going to be. He is our king. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We know what the Bible says. Christ is now reigning. 1 Corinthians 15:25. For he must reign till. They say, no, he's not reigning. Paul said, "Who I choose to believe whom? But most of the world doesn't believe what you believe. They believe that when Jesus comes again, he's going to set up an earthly kingdom. What did we say last night? Jesus said in John 18:36, my kingdom is what? Not of this world. If it were, then would my servants fight, but it is not from hence. It is not an earthly Saul, David, Solomon type of kingdom, is it? No. It is the kingdom of our hearts. Christ will end his reign at his coming. How do I know? Our little song says, the Bible tells me so. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and authority and power. The verse we read earlier still says the same, doesn't it? It does. It says the same that it did when it was written, and when the Lord comes, and when this world is on fire, it'll still say the same thing. He's not going to begin a kingdom. He's going to end his rule and reign. All authority and power. What's your conclusion? I think it's simple, isn't it? His kingdom will end at his return. And you can take your index finger and your New Testament in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 24 and 25, and you can prove it. It's not over anybody's head. It's not over yours, is it? This is a rather large doctrine, and you've heard about it, the AD 70 doctrine. Here's what they say. The Holy Scriptures teach the second coming of Christ, including the establishment of the eternal kingdom, the day of judgment, the end of the world, and the resurrection of the dead, occurred with the fall of Judaism in 70 AD. Fanciful theories, man-made. Alexander Campbell said about Mormonism that it will never fly. It'll never last. In the middle of the 1800s, well, look at it. It's still here. You read their book and you wonder how people can go from door to door and read and preach this doctrine. But they came from the old world to the new world in a ship that had a hole in the top and the bottom. In case it tipped over, they said, in a storm, it'd have air to breathe. What's going to happen to that hole in the bottom when you put it in the water? Think people, is this true? Think people will believe this AD 70 doctrine? Our liberal brethren are fighting this tooth and nail and have been for several decades now. Do we know the date of his coming? What was his father-in-law, Max King's father-in-law's name? Oh, I used to know simple name. Beagle. Yes. Thank you. Started it, and Max King took it over. When we were in Salem, Ohio, he was not far from us. People already swallowing it in the 70s. Long time ago, brethren. What did Jesus say? But of that day and hour, what? Mr. April, I don't get that passage. Yes, you do. But of that day and hour knoweth what? No man. Who's that include? Who's that include?
Even Jesus didn't know.
Yeah, that's what he says. Not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Only. And he hadn't told you or Max King or anybody else either, has he? What did Matthew 24:36 leave out? All the guessers. All the people that knew when he was coming. We had the date on there, 1844. A fellow by the name of William Miller, who said the Lord was coming in 18... Did he come in 1844? Did he, kids? No. And he said, you know what? He miscalculated when he didn't come in 44. He said he'd come in next year at 45. He sold them ascension robes. They sold their houses. I said, why did you sell them? Why didn't you just give them away? Because you're not going to be here. What need are you going to have of the money? Just in case he's wrong. First Thessalonians 5, verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. We read this earlier. For yourselves know perfectly what? At the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. AD 70, if we had a date, 1844, and I've heard all of my life in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, somebody comes up with a date or a day. Back in the 80s, a Wesson Hunter fellow wrote a book, 88 Reasons Why the Lord Will Come in 88. 1988. Heard the fellow speak. Still have his little book. Wonder what he's selling now. 2018, he's going to... 2 Peter 3:10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief. Paul said it, Peter said it, Jesus said nobody knows. Thief in the night. Isn't that simple? Somebody try to tell you, any of us in here, oh, the Lord, oh, I know He's coming. It's coming soon. You can tell by the wars and the rumors of wars. Matthew 24. Read Matthew 24. Study Matthew 24. That's not the second coming, is it? No way. Christ hasn't come. Every eye will see Him, as we read earlier. If He came already, one should no longer partake of the Lord's Supper. Ask somebody, one of these preachers, why do you partake of the Lord's Supper? And all he said was, it's for a different reason than you all do. Jesus said, ye do show the Lord's death, or Paul said, 11:26, 1 Corinthians, you do show the Lord's death till He come. If He came, then it's over. The Lord's Supper would be over if He came, because He said, till He come. You see that? Christ hasn't come yet. If He came in AD 70, then every person has already been eternally rewarded. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of the Father with His angels, and then He shall reward every man according to his works. If He came back then everybody's been rewarded. That's what's going to happen when He comes again. But that hadn't happened yet, has it? No, He hasn't come. Heaven and earth not destroyed, as we read earlier. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise. The scoffers, Peter said, He promised He was going to come, but He hasn't. So therefore, He's not going to. You know, I've made some promises that I didn't keep. I forgot. We promised a lady we were going to be at her house for supper one night. We went out and ate supper, I believe it was. Came home and somebody called, Mo, you're supposed to be here. Forgot. So they said, well, he's not coming, since he hadn't come. He promised him. And nothing has changed. Well, Peter earlier in the chapter tells us, they said nothing has changed. Oh, yes, it has. What about the flood? Yes. Let's go back. We should go back and read that. Verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. All right, here's what we haven't read. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, that is, when He comes, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation or manner of life and godliness? You know He's coming. You don't know when. Do you? Nobody knows. So, that tells me how I should live. Not immorally, not ungodly, but as the Lord wants me to. Living in such a way, verse 12, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Oh, but we hear that new heaven and new earth, our Jehovah's Witness friends tell us, is here. They say if you're old and you've lost your hair, you're going to get it back. If you've lost your teeth, you're going to get them back. If you've got wrinkles in your face, you're going to lose them. What'd they tell me? It's all going to be changed. Is that what the Bible says? Where is this new heaven and new earth? Is it going to be here on this earth? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively or a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I know it can be done because He led the way. He was the first fruits, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15. And we're to come after that. He is our lively or living hope to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away. Where? Reserved on earth for you. Reserved in heaven. Your Bible says the same thing. Not on earth, but in heaven. John 14 and verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, you know this, don't you? In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Where did Jesus go? I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, what? I will come again. And what? And receive you unto myself, that where I am, where's that? In heaven. There you may be also. Why not here on earth? Peter tells us the inspired, God-breathed words that tell us this earth and everything that we know here will be gone. Establishment of the kingdom was not in AD 70. Isaiah 2:2 and 3 was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2, wasn't it? You can go back and read these. Read this Old Testament prophecy. Over 700 years before it occurred, Isaiah, the prophet of God, knew exactly what city this kingdom, where it would begin. He said in the city of Jerusalem it would begin, and in the city of Jerusalem it began. And in Acts 2 and verse 47, the Lord added to the church those who were being saved. Luke 24:47, Jesus said, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Just like Isaiah said. Just like he said. Let's look at these passages briefly. Mark 9 and verse 1. Jesus said, there be some of you standing here which shall not taste of death till you have seen the kingdom come with power. That was over 2,000 years ago. He said, some of you, if I said some of you, if we were back in the first century, some of you will not die till this kingdom comes with power. Then in 2015, there'd be somebody in this crowd still alive, wouldn't there? How long did Methuselah live? Well, he'd be a baby, wouldn't he? 969 years. Well, if you were alive back in, when Jesus was alive, when Jesus said this, you'd be over 2,000 years old. See that? Sure you can. In Acts 1 and verse 4, he commanded the apostles to stay in Jerusalem. Why? Because of what Isaiah said. This is where it's going to begin. How did Isaiah even know that Jerusalem would still be a city? A lot of cities were destroyed, demolished, nobody there. Acts 1 and 8, verse 8, he said, you stay here in Jerusalem. You shall receive power from on high. Power. Mark 9, 1 says the kingdom will come with power. And it did, didn't it? Acts 2, 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. What happened? You know the rest of that story, don't you? Holy Spirit came upon them. And the audience was amazed and confounded. They heard these apostles speak in languages they had not studied. Not unknown tongues. I've been in the services of these Pentecostal churches. And I've heard some stand up and they'll gibber, and somebody else stand up over here. And what did he say when they had interpreted? Wasn't like that at all. Wasn't gibberish. The end of the world and the resurrection did not occur in AD 70, did it? The end of the world and the resurrection will take place at the last day. Martha said about Lazarus, I know that he shall rise again at the resurrection at the last day. The last day, the last hour, to understand that the world did not end in AD 70, what happened? All you have to do is just look around and see. What are we walking on? not destroyed, it's still here with us, isn't it? The world still turns, doesn't it? End of the world, resurrection, did not occur in AD 70. In our last scripture, we read again. What did he say? All that are in their grave shall hear his voice. When Jesus comes again, there will not be two parts. There will not be 7 years between the resurrection of the righteous and the wicked. No. All that are in their grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. That's pretty clear, isn't it? Pretty easy to be understood. That's not over anybody's head, is it? And we can take these things. We are armed. Paul said it this way in Ephesians chapter 6. Put on the whole armor of God. Paul said in Psalm 119 verse 11, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That's one good reason to put God's word in your heart. But another one is to teach the lost. What if our army went over to fight battles and they said, they met the enemy and they said, time out, I can't get this thing off safety. Where do I put the bullets? What's going to happen to an army like that? Is the enemy going to wait for you? I don't think so. Have you ever? Oh, I know it's in here somewhere. Been there? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to put it up here? Read it and study it. Turn off our electronics. Miss a meal. Miss an hour sleep if you have to, but put this up here in your heart. And we will grow like we have never grown before, because we will have an army armed with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Undefeated. Cannot be beaten. Everybody will not receive it. You cannot help that. But there are many who are looking if we will but go and put these simple passages in our hearts and know where they are in the Word and be able to take it and show people, our friends and our neighbors, that the Lord is coming and what's going to happen when He does. It will not be pleasant for the lost, but for the righteous. Why could Paul say in Philippians 1 in verse 21, For me to live is Christ, and to die is what? Pain? His pain would be over, wouldn't it? Another word he used is gain. If for me to live is not Christ, then to die will be pain. Won't it? If I'm looking for popularity, I'm looking to be with the in crowd while I'm here, then after death, it will be pain. Temporary pain? Occasionally, I got sent to my room when I was a little boy, even as perfect as I was. You know what I knew was going to happen? My mom or my dad would come to the bottom of the steps and they'd knock on one of the steps and they'd say, Do you think you can come out and act like the rest of us? And you know what Mo never said? No, I don't think so. Do you know what was in my brother in my room? Two beds and a table and an alarm clock. That's not a whole lot of fun up there. Being in solitary confinement. So, I knew the hour, the minute would come when they would release me. Not so after death. If I have not lived before God as I should. And isn't that important? For this brief season of life, young people, if you live to be 150 years old, you will die. Methuselah, the Bible says, and he died. And he died. Read the early chapters of Genesis. 750, 800, whatever. And he died. And so will you. Let's be ready. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Every single one of us. And there are those who are longing to find it, and we need to find them. Let's be the ones that go and find that gold and fill this building. Think you all can't do it? Think again. Think again. You can do it. I know you can. Students at school, friends and neighbors and relatives is our thought this week, this weekend. Let it be your thought. Pray for individuals. Pray to God for open doors, open hearts that will hear and believe even what we've talked about today, his second coming. It will come as a thief in the night, in the which, and you know what that will be. You be ready and help lead others to it as well. Arise today if you're not a Christian and be baptized. As Ananias told Saul, told Paul, wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Simple, isn't it? And he will forgive upon our repentance and our confession. If that be your need today, let it happen right now while we stand, while we sing.